When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit ScoreNorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit ScoreNorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Turtle Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
Yes. I think we can safely call this.
Write this down. Write it down. You like writing things down.
The official free agency prediction edition of Write That Down, right? Unless you guys aren't going in that direction with your predictions. But I've got a couple Kirk Cousins predictions. I'm ready to rumble.
Hold on. That was my fault. I muted Jug because he was breathing into his mic when I said we're going, and I forgot to unmute him. So that's twofold.
I didn't get close to the mic.
No, Jug, you were going coffee. And I had to
I don't think
you.
I was. I don't think I was.
I am your sports dad.
But it was twofold. It was me forgetting to unmute Judd after I muted Judd, who was talking.
I think you're sensitive ears. I think you're sensitive ears, but that's just
me. We got rabbit ears, Dex.
I have a couple of free agent predictions, but let's just say I'm throwing a bit of a curveball on one.
Oh, all right.
So look ahead on a free agent prediction.
We'll see. Okay. So, yeah, welcome in. This is the Write That Down Wednesday edition of Purple Daily, where we are the only show dumb enough in the entire country to actually put statistics next to our predictions each week. We do it also on the OG version, which you can find on the Score North YouTube channel and the Mackie and Judd podcast feed. It's three Vikings or football-related predictions or show-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable in some way. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns. The season runs Super Bowl to Super Bowl, so we're just about, 3 weeks into the new season here. And listeners, if you want to be like Tom and participate as a guest listener predictor, you can send Declan an email or a message through the Score North app, and we will get you guys scheduled. So let's waste no time getting into the accountability session, starting with Judd, okay? Nothing came off the board for you. But part of a prediction did. So in the absence of predictions coming off the board, we're going to highlight ones that are still on the board. You said Eric Kendricks and Patrick Peterson would be released by their respective teams this offseason. Well, Eric Kendricks got released by the Chargers yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Peterson still...
Let me check with his... You know, he's a fall-through-the-cracks guy. Let me check on Patrick.
Let's Google that here. I just want to make sure.
Because he's not at the point in his career here where it would be a big deal if he was... Not back in Pittsburgh.
He's still with Pittsburgh as of today, March 6th, 2024. Man, he's 33.
Signed a 2-year contract last season. I will say if they cut, he has a, and also, by the way, a roster bonus due March 16th. which would be a $3 million bonus. If they were to cut him, they would have $3 million in debt, but they'd save $6.8 million. So he's a candidate.
I like
my
odds.
He's
a candidate. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good guy. I like him. Great podcaster, but I like my odds.
Okay, old McAdack had three things come off the board here.
A couple good things.
Said so Joe Alt will break some sort of offensive line combine record. He did very well at the combine, but he did not break any record. Dude, a lot of these offensive tackles who weigh like 320 pounds and are 6'7" are running sub 5 40-yard dashes now.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they're not fat now. They're big. They're in great, but they're in great shape. It's no fun anymore.
Yeah, they don't have. Who's the guy? Was it Andre? Oh, Andre Smith was the guy that did it shirtless. Booney told me that he was roommates at the combine with Andre Smith.
Oh, really?
And he like left early and they went into Boone's room and they were like, because it's all on lockdown there. If you're a player, you can't, you're just, your whole day is being controlled. They've got security so that no one can get to the rooms and stuff. And they came up, they're like, where did he go? And Boone's like, I don't know. Well, you're his roommate. I don't know. Is he shirtless running the 40 again?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Booney didn't exactly like follow him around to make sure they knew where he was going.
No. Then I said before March 11th, there'd be a credible report that the Vikings and Cousins are far apart on contract negotiations. So you can tell me if I'm being too opportunistic here, but Dan Graziano reported a couple days ago that Cousins has a specific idea and conditions for what he wants in a contract, and the Vikings have not met that yet. And then there's all the other like Florio steam. So it's some conjecture here, but is this correct yet or no?
You know, it's so.
We can leave it on the board if you feel like it's too borderline.
I feel like it's correct. It's not a touchdown.
Yeah, it's not a touchdown.
But I do think.
They're close, clearly not close on a contract.
Yeah, they're not close. So I personally would say yes.
It's close enough. I don't think we're going to get like those specific words necessarily. So.
Yeah. Okay. And then this one here, it's a three-item parlay.
That is good. Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, Jaguars, Antoine Winfield Jr., and Justin Madubuike would all be franchise tagged, and three-item parlays are touchdowns on this show, usually.
But Christian Wilkins was not. Good news if you're a Vikings fan.
Man, that would be a great signing if they could make that happen.
Oh, they can make it happen.
Especially if they've got a little more cap space.
Huh? Anyway, nice job.
Thank you. Okay, David said there'd be a credible report that the Vikings would bring in that controversial punter. Is it Matt Araiza? Araiza?
Yeah.
Araiza. Chiefs just signed him.
The Chiefs brought him in. Yep. Declan, nothing came off the board. I was searching for Rich Eisen's 40 time.
Something did come off the board. I said there'd be three 40-yard dash times of under 4.3, and there was there was only two. So that is a miss for me.
A self-report there.
And on the Rich Eisen thing, so yeah, I did a little more research on this. He actually doesn't run this race until he does it with St. Jude's, and it's on April 21st.
Yep.
So
this will stay on the board for another month and a half.
Yeah. I thought he did it at the combine. No, he does it on April 21st with St. Jude's.
He started doing it at the combine years ago. And
that's
just
going to say he did it at the combine at one time. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But to Declan's credit, Declan, this is the verbiage of the prediction.
Yep.
Rich Eisen's 40-yard dash time will be over 6.14 seconds. He did not say at the combine.
Correct.
Oh,
if Declan had said at the combine, then this would have been wrong.
Correct.
But he left it open.
Mm-hmm. I had to double check that last night because I was a little nervous, but thankfully on that prompter burgundy, I'm okay.
Nice.
So with that, Declan, you're actually with a 0% completion percentage along with the listeners. I'm at 66.7% with the first touchdown of the season as the stats get rolling here early in the year. All time, Declan at 36%, Judd 35.1%. I'm at 33.4%, listeners at 22.4%. They just throw Hail Marys pretty much when you guys get on here. I have 47 career touchdowns, Declan 41, listeners 39, Judd with 33. Those are the career stats going back to 2021. Let's get Tom in here. Tom is our guest listener predictor making his debut. Tom, what's going on, man?
Well, it's a beautiful day.
Are you in Minnesota?
Actually, no. I am in Northern Illinois.
Okay.
So I've relocated twice since Minnesota. Lived in Cincinnati for about 5 years, and then we've been here since 97. So
Okay. So you've been fighting with Bears fans for the last 2.5 decades.
Yeah, I actually have a funny story about that. When we first moved here, the Bears were in the Super Bowl either the next year or very shortly after we moved here. And our church had a men's afternoon, you know, Super Bowl watching party. And I thought, you know, I don't know if I want to really go to this thing, hanging around all these Bears fans, you know, and stuff. And if you remember, Devin Hester returned that opening kickoff for a touchdown.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, this is going to be the longest afternoon of my life. And then it got better. as the game went along. And Schadenfreude is a terrible thing. It's a terrible evil thing, but it feels really good.
Oh, in sports, it's outstanding. It's fine in sports. Very okay. Forgivable.
It's allowable.
Yeah.
So what's your history as a Vikings fan then? What's your first like Vikings memory?
Well, I am roughly the same age as Prince. We grew up in the same neighborhood. I grew up on the south edge of Powderhorn Park. And my first recollection of seeing a Vikings game was at Memorial Stadium. And I think it was in 65, because the only reason I can think of the Vikings would have played Memorial Stadium is the Twins were using the Met Stadium for the World Series. So then my mom was working for a construction company that had 4 season tickets behind the third base dugout in the box seat area in Met Stadium. So between probably 68 and 73 or so, we probably saw 2 Vikings games a year, usually a preseason game and then a really cold one late in the season.
Yeah.
And so a lot of Met Stadium recollections. I did take trombone lessons from a guy who played in the Viking ship at the northeast corner of the field in the Met Stadium there.
Yeah.
And his funny story is that back in those days, they used to use Pond's cold cream and water on the slide to make it go. Well, you can't do that in Met Stadium in December. It just doesn't work. And brass instruments freeze up, including the valve instruments also freeze up.
Because they do, yeah.
You know, cold metal, and then you're blowing your hot breath in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they used to do is they would use Pond's cold cream and vodka.
Wow.
Genius.
I love it. And vodka to stay hydrated on the side, too. It's a dual function.
So we were behind the third base dugout, or first base dugout, rather. So we were on the side where the Vikings would come out of the tunnel. So we were about 7 rows up or so. So as they were coming back in for halftime and so on, they were facing us. So I was that close to all those Vikings players.
Yeah.
Now, I also have a twin story, if you have like a minute for that.
Sure, let's do it. Let's do it.
So I was in Connecticut and trying to get back to Chicago. This is when I still lived in Minnesota, but I was having some equipment installed in Connecticut and more custom equipment being built in Chicago at that time as a manufacturing engineer, as a project engineer. And I used to fly out of Hartford because it was easier to do that than go down to LaGuardia. And somehow or other, a truck flipped over on the interstate there in Connecticut and dumped steel coils everywhere. And the straps broke off them and they unrolled everywhere and it was a mess. And so I ended up with about a 3.5-hour layover in Detroit Metro Airport. So I was hungry and I headed down to get a piece of pizza and I was going down the moving walkway and there's a guy coming the other way. Looked strangely familiar and I had a look on my face like, where do I know you from? And he had a look on his face like, boy, I hope this guy doesn't recognize me. And I couldn't figure out who it was. So after I got my pizza, I came back to the gate. I noticed that at the next gate or the 2 gates over, there was a bunch of young guys about my age in their, you know, 20s and stuff, early 30s. And they were all wearing suits and they were playing a game where they were throwing a $20 bill out in the middle of the concourse and then watching people react to that. And so some people would just pick up the money and walk away and other people would look around to see who was looking or, you know, they'd ask those guys, did you see who dropped this or whatever? And they'd let them keep the money. So they were having a good time. And it suddenly dawned on me that was Kirby Puckett and Gary Gaetti and Kurt Beck and the whole 87 Minnesota Twins. Awesome. It was the middle of summer, and I didn't have any idea they were going to be in the World Series. The guy I saw in the moving walkway was Bort Blylevin. And
when he has the I Love to Fart t-shirt on, it probably should have been a dead giveaway.
I don't remember what he was wearing, honestly. I just remember that he had the funniest look on his face, like, I hope this guy doesn't talk to me.
Isn't it funny that those guys are just at, that was an era, right? They flew commercial, right? Is that, was that common?
Point, I think they did.
Yeah.
I want to say I was on, I don't remember if it was Republic at that time or, you know, North Might Central or somebody. I don't know. The thing got all hosed up and I had to, I didn't get to Chicago till, you know, 1 a.m. or something like that. And, you know, spent 3 hours in a hotel room getting a nap and a shower. And then I was out, you know, doing my thing the next day. So.
That's funny.
Don't worry, life is difficult, but you do run into some interesting stuff. I'll tell you.
Yeah, no, that's funny, man. And now everyone's flying 5-star accommodations with, you know, it's like private charter jets and stuff. So
yeah,
that's a great story.
I could have gone over, I think, and, you know, I might have got them to sign something, which might have been worth something today. But I thought, no, you know what? These are guys are having a chance to sort of be like regular people.
Yeah, no, that's,
they recognize them. I thought I'd just leave them alone.
I'm sure they
appreciate
that
story is better than like having, if the story ends with you going up and it turns south or something, 100%.
Yeah, fanboying them. Oh, no.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, Tom, let's start with your first Vikings or football related prediction here, and we'll go around the room three times. We'll go Tom, Judd, Declan, back to me. Fire away, Tom.
Sure. Well, my first prediction's about our favorite hero, Mr. Cousins. And there are several ways this could play out, but I am going to say that Kirk will start no more than 13 more games for the Vikings. So there's a number of different ways I could win on this. He could not get signed. He could come back and get hurt. He could come back and they've got the whiz kid and they want to try him out at the end of the season. Or, you know, the only way to lose really is if he plays all, you know, starts more than 13 games next year. So.
Okay. Okay. I see Tom cooking up, looking for a completion here. I like it.
Yeah, well, the idea is listeners are needing to get that average up.
It's true. Yeah, sometimes we clown each other, the three guys on the show, about checkdowns, but the listeners could maybe throw a short pass and get a completion once in a while. So, Judd.
All right, write this down. Kirk Cousins will throw at least 2 interceptions against the Vikings next season.
Oh, man.
So the Vikings play host to the Falcons. I'm confident that the game will not be the one played in London, but the Falcons and Vikings do play. So Kirk Cousins will be picked off at least twice because he will be gnashing his teeth, trying to extract revenge, clenching up a little bit too much.
Well, it'll be a primetime game.
It'll be a primetime game. Joe Buck will call them. That's off the record. And there will be 2 interceptions. No fewer than 2 interceptions.
Yep.
So 2 or more.
So negative. Such a Kirk hater. Dex.
All right, so free agency opening next week, and then when are the official contracts? When can you officially start signing guys? Like, when can teams make the press release?
Wednesday,
right? Okay. So I have per reports in, like, parentheses of my predictions of each of them, because they will all come off the board by next Wednesday, but I just don't want to get burned with some of my verbiage here. So
okay.
I'll say the first one, and then if there's something that is fishy, let me know. But Kirk Cousins will sign with the Falcons by next week's Write That Down, and the contract will be worth up to $85 million. So total of the contract, like a 2-year $85 million contract, 2-year $90 million contract, this would still count. He will sign with the Falcons next week, and the contract will be worth up to at least $85 million. Write it down.
Okay. I'm going to one-up that. I think the greatest negotiator in the history of American professional sports I think he is as dialed in as he's ever been in his life right now. He's posting the photo of him and his son from preschool this morning. You can't tell if it's in Minnesota, Atlanta, or wherever. Write this down. Kirk Cousins' next contract will be at least a 3-year deal. Now, there could be some funny money, whatever, but the structure of the deal will be at least a 3-year deal. And that doesn't count void years, by the way. So, like, you could do 2 years and, like, three more void years or whatever. But I'm saying the actual deal will be at least a three-year contract. Yep.
Okay.
Write it down.
Write this down.
Okay, back to Tom.
Okay, well, I forgot. I want to make predictions. I got to put on my Zolgads here.
I like it.
Same.
My fashion like frames.
It's a good
Tom. We should sell those on the shop.
Actually, when I was still stubbly a few years back and Judd was still hefty, we looked like we could have been brothers.
Judd's had that beard growth like that before.
Oh, yeah. And it's all gray, too.
Yeah.
Just like yours. All gray.
Anyway, this is a little bit more difficult prediction, but someone who is not currently on the Vikings roster will lead the team in some good statistical category in the coming season.
Okay.
It'll be like most receptions, most yards from scrimmage, most sacks, whatever. Like that.
I'm fine with that. We'll find a good statistic. We'll dig deep on PFF. There's about 150 that we could probably choose from. I like it.
Write this down.
Okay, Judd.
The Vikings will come to a reported agreement with a top 25 free agent per PFF. So they've got a list that they update next Monday. So next Monday. On Monday. So there will be a report. So again, per reports, they will come to an agreement with a top 25 free agent per PFF next Monday. I'm sort of hoping the Christian Wilkins thing gets done quickly.
Well, Cousins is one of them, so he would count, right?
Yep.
Josh Allen, T. Higgins. Some of these guys have been franchised, like Brian Burns, Metabike.
T. Higgins has been franchised.
Christian Wilkins.
But yeah, top 25 per PFF.
L'Jarius Sneed is franchised, right? He's a trade candidate, right?
He's a trade candidate who's been franchised, yes.
And then I'm just going through some of the other ones. Danielle Hunter coming back would count.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping it's Wilkins. I think he's the most realistic target.
Kendall Fuller, the cornerback you've mentioned, is in this mix.
Yeah.
Bryce Huff is an edge rusher from the Jets. Reader, we've talked about. Patrick Queen, he's one of the top linebackers. And then Kevin Dotson, my guy Kevin Dotson.
He's going to get paid, though.
He's 24.
He will get paid, so that's good.
Yep. So, okay. Declan?
Write this down.
All right, write this down. Danielle Hunter will sign a contract with an NFC North team by next week's. Write that down.
Dex and I are tracking on ours here.
Write this down.
I'm just going to one up and say it's the Bears. Danielle Hunter to the Bears by next week's. Write that down.
So yours is a touchdown, Declan's is not, correct? Is that fair to say?
Well, I think if we hadn't already seen like the odds are Bears, Jaguars, Lions are the top three.
Okay.
So I think because that's already out there.
Okay. Fair.
Well, I think mine's a touchdown because I'm being specific.
You're being specific. Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
But Declan's kind of taking two of the three. I don't know. You tell me. Judd?
I think you being specific is a touchdown. That's what I was saying. Like, the Bears is a touchdown. I don't think taking the whole division is a touchdown.
Yeah. Boy, if the Lions get it, man, can you imagine Danielle Hunter and Aiden Hutchinson?
Yeah, good luck with that. Well, you got two good tackles. That's why you got tackles.
Wild. So, okay, back to Tom for your third and final prediction, sir.
Okay, well, I haven't heard this one before, but Justice Jefferson will be the top-paid non-quarterback in the coming season. But not in 2025. Somebody will overtop him next season.
Okay.
So
we have to. So it's kind of a two part. We have to wait for.
Yep.
The Jamar Chase contract or.
Yep.
Somebody
else.
Yeah,
I would think that a big contract like that would get done by summer at some point, but.
Or the Aiden Hutchinson contract. He's up at some point, right?
And Jamar Chase is definitely going to try to jump Jefferson, which I think is part of Jefferson's concern here.
Imagine having that concern, man. Oh man, is it $34 million or $36 million?
Who pays
million
for dinner?
The second best millionaire in the world, right?
Yeah. So, Tom, great stuff, great stories from you today on your Write That Down debut. Since you've got this life changing platform right now, is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that helped get you to this pinnacle moment?
Yeah, my single mother that raised us. She was amazing, and she was the world's most intense Viking fan. She followed him all the time. And it was hard in the pre-internet days. You know, you had to catch it on the radio or see it on the TV. And I, as I became a road warrior, it was nuts trying to follow him. You know, like I'd get into some hotel room at 9 o'clock at night and turn on SportsCenter and I'd hear, and the final score of the Vikings game was such and such. And they'd have to watch for 2 hours for it to come back around. But she made me interested in what the Vikings were doing. And then football is the only sport I've ever really followed or ever really been interested in. And so she's the one.
Mom's the best, man. There's no question about it.
Amen. Amen, Tom. Thanks for coming on. Let's do it again sometime.
It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, there he is. Judge Doppelganger.
He's got
Judge
the great
Doppelganger,
glasses.
Tom making
glasses.
His predictions. Thanks, Tom. So, all right, boys, before we get into our final round of predictions and then another interesting mock here, let's shout out our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company. So if you're a business owner, do you have a game plan in place to stay focused on safety and preventing claims against your company? Let the team at Federated Insurance help support your business. They offer a customizable lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management services to help you continue your winning streak as a great company and a great business owner. They measure their success at Federated by the success of your business. It's a true partnership, face-to-face, eye-to-eye relationship. Find out more at federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours. Also, it's spring cleaning season, and the folks at Zero Res are here to do it for you with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Google, 17,000 reviews. Make sure you call Zero Res and ask for the Score North special. That's 3 rooms, Zero Resified, starting at just $119 and a free hallway. And this month, take $75 off when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. That's 952-0-RES or ZeroResMinnesota.com. Spell it forward or backward. It spells the same, Zero Res.
Write this down.
Write them down. It's like a personal contract with ourselves.
Judd, what's your third and final prediction?
I'm going to transition from free agency in the National Football League to the draft, and I'm going to jump on the Thursday bandwagon with this. Write that down. J.J. McCarthy will be a top 5 pick in this draft.
Whoa.
Oh, dude.
J.J. McCarthy is going to go in the top 5 of this draft.
You know, I love Thor came out swinging yesterday. And by the way, apologies. We told you guys late last week that it was going to be a 2 Thursday day week. We were going to do like a Monday and a Thursday.
Yep.
Thor came down with a nasty bug over the weekend. And so we're giving him a couple days to recover and get right. So Thursday back in the mix tomorrow, and then we're going to double up to make up for lost time probably in a couple weeks.
Yep.
At some point. Maybe next week we'll kind of gauge it.
Thor, plain and simple, draft fever.
That's what he came down
with. It's a nasty case of draft fever. Too much draft. But I think his McCarthy thing, so in hindsight, he clearly was reflecting more so, I think, what the inside the league was saying.
Yeah. His stock has only been rising on the outside.
Well, and I really feel like when it comes to the draft, there's two silos. There's the silo that we are in as fans, right? Like you read stuff and you got the experts, the quote unquote experts. But then there's like the inside the league guys, which I think Thor taps into more. And so, like the combine helped JJ. But I think we were probably way too low previously.
Yeah.
And being a quarterback, I think he's top 5.
Yeah, it's going to be, man, especially with the Giants now leaning, it sounds like, toward quarterback. You might have to just make an aggressive move. You might not be able to just kind of wait.
The Chargers can trade that pick now.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the 5 pick. It's a perfect place to go get him and cut a team off. Like the Vikings could cut the Giants off.
So much jockeying for position.
Draft fever.
Write this down.
Declan?
All right, last one for me. Write this down. The Vikings will sign a player to a contract by next week's Write That Down, totaling up to $30 million.
Okay. Hold on. So like the total contract.
The total contract. I don't know if this will be a big fish.
But not above $30 million?
Totaling at least $30 million. At least
that's the opposite of what you just said.
Totaling at least $30 million.
Okay.
Totaling at least $30 million.
So a fairly big fish
yeah.
player is what you're
a fairly okay. big. I mean, but because they signed Josh Oliver huge. Was their big guy.
Well,
the
could
first,
be huge. It's at least $30 million.
Could yeah. be like Kirk. I mean, Kirk would obviously.
Yeah, but you're starting with like you're starting with a, it's going to be a really good player. But you're talking up to a superstar and you're not talking Greg Joseph, right?
Not talking Greg Joseph, but last year their first big guy was Josh Oliver, and that was like $20 million. So if that was the case gotcha. Again, this wouldn't count. So,
but they're going to have more money this time around.
They will. They will. So they'll sign a player to a contract of at least $30 million. I bet.
And this could be a player that they bring back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Danilo
yeah, I mean,
Kirk.
They're all free agents.
Yeah,
all
no, I know.
Agents.
I know. Not, I know. I'm just, not I'm, you know what? I'm just, it's some friends just clarifying the meaning of things.
Okay.
Write this down.
Write this down. Kirk Cousins, I have to phrase this, and I might need help with this, but it's kind of a parlay, I guess. I'm saying he's going to sign elsewhere, so that's part one.
Okay.
And he will thank people with the Vikings in writing. So either on social media, Judd, you predicted like a Star Tribune takeout,
yeah,
Players Tribune.
Yep.
So he will leave the Vikings. He will thank people in writing, and he will name, well, I'll just say this. He'll thank people in writing, but he won't name Kwesi. He won't name Kwesi. The spirit of this is like when Kyle Rudolph left.
I was going to say, or Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle wrote thousands of words, an ode to his career with the Vikings, you know. Oh, my gosh.
Thank
all
every
the coaches.
Backup quarterback,
like he
every
literally
slappy.
Named 50 people by name. Yeah, backup trainer guy. But he named Bridgewater, Matt Castle. He did not name Kirk Cousins.
It was the greatest. God, it was funny.
Kind of weird. So Cousins will leave. He will thank people in writing, or he yeah. will. Or I, yeah, I'll just say he'll thank so, people in writing. So it could be like a thank you, Vikings fans. Thank
so
you, organization.
Farewell.
But he will not name Kwesi.
Okay, so we're
that,
going.
Thank you.
So we're going like an Instagram post probably or Players Tribune.
Yep.
Because Twitter, you wouldn't have enough. Well, I guess you could do two things. But
and off the record, what I'm going for here is like, I think he's going to name people. I think he's going to name like KOC.
He'll name O'Connell. Yep.
But I don't think he's going to name Kwesi.
He'll leave out Zimmer. Right. He'll leave out Kwesi. Like you know who he's going to leave out.
He'll leave out Rudolph. For sure.
Oh yeah, Kyle's got no shot.
So there's the predictions here. Every Wednesday, we put statistics next to our predictions like idiots and commit career suicide. When are you guys going to admit that you were wrong? Well, here we are. You can see how wrong we are on a regular basis. Boys, there's another mock out here this morning.
I want a mock!
And this is from the Bleacher Report NFL Scouting Department.
Okay.
I didn't know Bleacher Report had an NFL scouting department, but they do.
Who's in this department? I'd be curious. This is like former executives.
So it is. Oh, it's Brandon Thorne, who is the offensive line guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brent Spleski, Corey Giddings, Derek Klassen, and Matt Holder. They all sat down during their time in Indianapolis and pieced together a 3-round mock draft based on their evaluations and everything that occurred in Indianapolis.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. So let's start here with the Chicago Bears. They take Caleb Williams from USC. Commanders take Drake May. Patriots take Jaden Daniels. Cardinals take Marvin Harrison Jr. See, the lack of trades again here. I don't know, guys. Chargers take Joe Alt at 5.
I'm not feeling this draft at all right now, dude.
You got to do trades at this point. The combine's over. Like, you got to do trades.
Yes.
Giants take Rome Odunze. Titans take Malik Nabers. So 3 wide receivers and 3 quarterbacks off the board in the first 7 picks. Atlanta takes J.J. McCarthy at 8. Really?
I got nothing.
Man, the Kirk, like Kirk is like
yeah, you're at the
minus
combine.
275 to go to Atlanta.
You're at the this is like when it's pouring rain
here?
And a tornado is coming, but the forecast says it's going to be sunny and nice. So you report it's going to be sunny and nice. How about an adjustment? You're at the combine. The Kirk stuff is all around you, and you're going JJ McCarthy to Atlanta?
Do you think they signed Kirk to Declan's like $80 million 2-year prediction and draft JJ McCarthy 8th?
Oh,
I don't know, man.
No, I don't.
Bears take offensive tackle Olufoshinu at 9. Jets take offensive tackle Talese Fuaga at 10. So far, no defensive players off the board, right? We're 10 picks in. Is that going to happen?
I'm not high on this draft at all.
And the Vikings take the first defensive player off the board with the 11th pick. I'll make it official here.
No.
Jared Verse, edge rusher from Florida State University.
I want a mock!
Mock!
So you get that big a room of like football savvy people together to do a 3-round mock at the combine when you're
they were just in that room without any contact with the outside world for 5 days.
It was sealed. It was completely sealed. They couldn't leave.
Here's the write-up. As long as the Minnesota Vikings follow through with their stated goal of re-signing Kirk Cousins this offseason, Jared Verse is the perfect choice. While Verse didn't make headlines at the combine, he put together an impressive showing with an unofficial 9.4 RAS score out of 10, which doesn't include his 31 bench press reps that were 5 more than any other defensive end. Even better, Verse posted that number while measuring in with a 33.5-inch set of arms to solidify his status as the top edge defender on the Bleacher Report big board. So there you go. By the way, I'm looking for other quarterbacks here. Broncos don't go quarterback. Bunch of defensive players. Looking for Penix. Looking for Bo Nix.
Who's the Vikings' second-round pick?
Oh, that's right. It's a 2-round mock. Hold on.
Well, it's 3-round, but I don't care about the third.
Right. A third-round pick.
I mean, from a no trade. Well, wait. They don't have a third-round pick.
They have a second-round pick.
Yeah. Never mind.
So no other quarterbacks in the first round.
All right.
Okay, here we go. There's no write-ups for the second round, but they have... Interesting. Okay, Vikings at 42. They take the next quarterback off the board. Bo Nix from Oregon.
I want a mock!
Mock!
I want to...
Michael Penix goes 2 picks later to the Raiders at 44. There you go.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for nothing.
Judd, you sound disgruntled.
Well, I'm not happy with this mock draft. You're like, you get that many football savvy people.
Are you disgruntled?
I am disgruntled.
I am disgruntled.
I am disgruntled. Judd, do you know the reference we're talking about?
Oh, I've not seen. No, I'm not caught up yet. I've only seen 2 episodes.
The vertical drop, horizontal tug. It's a top 5 episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm for me of all time.
Are we phenomenal. 4 in now?
We're like 5 in.
5, yeah.
Okay, so I got 3 to catch up on. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm with Dax, man. 20 plus years of Curb, 23 years of Curb. The vertical drop, horizontal tug.
Although, you know what?
Larry sits in unknowingly or knowingly on someone else's golf lesson, gets called out for it, and then applies the thing that he learned and hits a ball like way further than he would and hits a...
I've seen that clip.
Hits a deaf guy because he's like, oh, the guy, I can't yell 4. The guy's deaf. What do you want me to do? He's deaf.
I've seen the clip.
Postmates? Do you want a nice Postmates?
You know
dinner?
What the shame is? The shame is that show is now done because Richard Lewis's wife electing to bury him in real life in Roseville, Minnesota, would be one of the greatest curbs of all time.
Oh, my God.
Dumb question. Like, is he from Minnesota then originally?
His wife.
She is.
So she's from Minnesota.
He has nothing to do with the state.
In Roseville.
Can you imagine? Like if they had some service in the winter that he has to go to.
Was it the episode before where he goes over to his neighbor's house for a wake because he thinks that his neighbor's dad died. And it was his neighbor's father-in-law.
That's not a sad.
Father-in-law?
So your father's still around.
That's
not a loss.
I went to come. Anyways, Curb Your Enthusiasm. We're going to do Curb Your Enthusiasm
daily.
HBO Plus.
Daily.
Curb Daily.
So, all right, there it is. Write that down. Accountability session and a woefully terrible mock draft from Bleacher Report. Scott, do better, Bleacher Report.
Make trades.
Read the news.